Welcome to this week's Monday Micro Money Tip, where we give you one tip every Monday in 5 minutes or less. And this week, Rebecca, what is our Monday Micro Money Tip?
This week, I want you to stop wasting your money on the worst thing you can spend your money on, and that is single-use items. Items that you literally buy with the intention of throwing it away after using it once.
So you would say that single-use items are the single worst thing you can spend your money on?
I would say that. In fact, I probably have. But I really wanted this week's tip to focus around Earth Day because that's coming up later this week. And this truly is something that I believe is the worst thing you can spend your money on because, like I said, you're literally buying things planning to throw them away.
Yeah, it's just like putting money straight into the trash, essentially.
Pretty much. It's right up there with food waste. You're buying things that maybe you're only using it once or maybe you don't even get to use it at all and it just ends up in the bin. And that's obviously horrible for our environment, but it's also just a big fat waste of money when you have alternatives.
So what are some common single-use items that people purchase in their everyday life?
Well, water bottles are definitely the bane of our environment's existence, especially single-use.
Yeah.
So moving towards something that's reusable, even if it's your single Stanley cup, or we really are big fans of Hydro Flask, that saves hundreds of water bottles from going into the landfill every year if we were to use an individual single-use water bottle as much as we use our Hydro Flask. But it also saves us a lot of money. Our Hydro Flask cost maybe, what, $30 when we bought it?
Something along those lines.
And we use it every single day almost. So compare that to how many water bottles you'd have to buy to be equivalent, and you very quickly recover all of that money back on that reusable water bottle and get to the point of saving. But there's a lot of other things that people buy that are single use that they can also have really good alternatives. Some people definitely draw some hard lines when it comes to like the reusable Q-tip, but you can find whatever works for you to be greener and save some money as well.
Another thing that really stands out to me are the reusable bags. You know, a lot of states nowadays are charging people to purchase a bag when they check out at the grocery store or other places. So if you carry your own bags with you, you end up saving money, but you're also helping the environment because even if you get a paper bag, it's just going to end up in the recycling and it's a single use item regardless. So it's nice to have those bags with you so that you don't end up having to pay every time you check out at a grocery store or wherever you're shopping.
Yeah, I think that's a great example. I mean, obviously not every state is doing that, but we live in New York right now and they do charge for your grocery bags. So it is a really good point. But a lot of people might find themselves thinking, oh, you know, big deal. It's a quarter here and there, or it's just a dollar for that water bottle, or per water bottle, it's not that much. But the thing of it is it adds up.
It's the habit of it.
I have a client recently who they made this point. They tried to shrug off, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Okay, yes, it is, because it adds up over time. Like, it might seem really small, and especially when you're going maybe a dollar or two at a time. But it adds up when it's something that you're just doing it all of the time. So changing your habits to be something that's more environmentally sustainable, gives you a little bit of extra money back in your pocket, is absolutely worth doing.
Yeah. And all these things add up both ways, right? Oh, it's not a big deal. It's just a couple dollars here and there. And you could say that about the money disappearing and you spending it. But on the reverse side, it adds up. It slowly adds up. And over time, you are saving a lot more money and you have more money in your pocket.
Yeah. I mean, think about it like Acorns, how they used to have just like the round up option. Everybody's like, oh, look at me. I'm just like investing the change. Same concept here. You're saving a quarter every time you bring your own bag. You're saving a dollar every time you just use your reusable water bottle. Like, it adds up and it is significant and it's worth doing. So that's this week's Monday Micro Money Tip. We hope you found this tip useful. And if you did, please share it with a friend. And until next time, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Dylan.
And we're Rad Coaches.